With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. As we begin a new year, many of us are looking back at the highs and lows of the year past. Pear Bureau Northwest CEO Kevin Moffitt says they certainly saw their share of ups and downs in the pear industry, but even the lows weren't that bad.
Well, we've got a bit of a smaller crop that was harvested in 2019 in the fall. So we started out a little bit shorter in terms of overall tonnage, but I think as we move through the market, I think we're going to end up with hopefully a little bit better outlook. Looking back at this season compared to last year, I think it'll be a better outlook overall, which often happens when you have a smaller crop.
But Moffitt says that down production was thrown at least one curveball.
The one issue that we have that people are really mostly concerned about are our red angel pears this year. That's a variety that was quite a bit up in a down year. So like I say, we were down about 9% overall on our crop compared to last year, but the red angel production was up 23%. So it's the one variety that was up in all of the varieties and up big.
So Moffitt says here in the early months of 2020, don't be surprised if you see more red pears.
We have some plans in place to work around January, February, March are some good months for promoting red pears specifically. We've got Heart Healthy Month. All our varieties are American Heart Association certified as being heart healthy, but we'll be promoting reds especially with that designation in the month of February.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the outlook for pears in 2020.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.